Black Lives Matter. The developments over the last week have really reinforced the importance to not just say those words, but really understand what they mean. And have a look in the mirror and think about all of our individual roles in ensuring that Black Lives Matter is more than a rallying cry for a movement, but an action-oriented effort to dismantle systemic racism. And for me, I think I look across the world of work, I look across a lot of the systems that are in place, and I think everybody is probably going through this looking from their own perspective on how they can maybe influence change. And for me, I've been doing a lot of thinking on steps that I can take to, move forward an anti-racist agenda and really, make meaningful change in my own life, but then also in my own circles of influence. And so, with that, I think you look at the field of HR right now. I mean, people in HR and recruiting and talent roles are in a very unique and hugely important position when it comes to dismantling racial inequities in the workforce. You look at organizations like SHRM, who release a statement, commemorating George Floyd's life, and they can't even include those three simple words in that statement. How is that supposed to inspire practitioners that the field and the governing body over the field can really understand what it's going to take to truly address some of these inequities in the system? So last week I took a stab at rewriting SHRM's message with the message that I really wish I would have read from them. And that exercise really got me thinking a bit more about what I can do specifically to support Black Lives Matter, but broadly really just help look at some of the larger scale kind of inequities in the systems in the world of work. And so I'm thinking about a variety of ways that I could do that. Obviously, this podcast is a platform where I'm able to kind of spotlight progressive practices in the people space and in HR and recruiting. And I think that, this podcast was built on a body of work, really both editorially and conference-wise, where I had the privilege of having a platform to be able to share my ideas and interview leaders that are kind of progressing the space and moving the industry forward. And that's a huge privilege. And that's a great platform that I've been able to build. And I wanted to think more about what can I do with that? It's one thing to support Black Lives Matter. It's one thing to say that you are against racism and be able to see the inequities and, lack of fairness that exist in many of the systems that kind of underpin society. But I wanted to see what are some things that I can do specifically to try to make a difference and try chipping away at that. And so there's a couple things that I'm going to be doing, and I want to just share some of those with the podcast listeners to give you an idea of what some of these steps will take, and obviously encourage any of you, if you have any recommendations or ideas, I am all ears, because for me, this is really a learning opportunity as well. I don't have all the answers and I'm on a learning journey myself. So I want to make sure that I'm able to, take some tangible steps, but also be very opening to listening and learning and adjusting as I get feedback and as I learn more. So the first thing I'm going to be doing is I'm developing this week a new open source platform. It's essentially going to be another doc built on Coda, called Amplify Black HR Voices. My aim with that is to create an open source document and resource where people can add themselves, and essentially it can be a running listing of Black writers, speakers, authors in the HR recruiting and talent space. And I want to compile that list for a couple reasons. For me, selfishly, I want to learn from them. So I think it'll be a great, way for me to make sure that I'm constantly updating my sources from a reading perspective. But really, more importantly, there's two things that I want to do with that. One is, I mentioned having those connections and that network that led to this podcast. That means that I have editorial contacts at Fast Company, LinkedIn Talent Blog, ERE, SHRM, and others. And so I want to start being more active in making introductions to editorial leaders in those publications. So my aim with this list will be to proactively introduce some of these writers to my editorial contacts. But I'm also going to encourage other kind of HR tech, people recruiting talent, et cetera, writers to reference this list when they're looking for sources and contributors to make sure that we're amplifying Black HR voices and making sure that more of what we read and what we see has better representation, because I think we have a long way to go in an industry that's predominantly white males. The other piece that I'm going to be doing is, as it relates to that, as you listen to this podcast, I'm working on a book on modern HR. I'm going to be, auditing the book and ensuring that I've got strong representation of Black HR practitioners in the case studies and the practitioner spotlights. So that's another step I'm going to be doing on the editorial side. On the event side, I think it's no mystery that conferences and events in this space have long skewed white and male. And so in this open source Amplify Black HR Voices document, there'll be a section for speakers as well. So I want to make sure that we're also able to highlight not just writers, but speakers and people who should be on those stages, whether, obviously we're not having physical stages for a little while, but virtual, and when the time comes, physical stages as well. So I think that is another important part, and I'm going to actively promote that list to my global network of event organizers as well. And another piece that I'm going to tie to that is, we've long been talking about this idea of mantles and how mantles dominate the industry. I certainly have been moderators of panels that happen to be all white men. And I've certainly been on panels that were all white men. I'm not going to do that anymore. So my other commitment as I'm, looking at what role can I play is, I'm no longer going to speak on any panels or moderate any panels that are all white men. So, when I'm invited to speak on such a panel, I'm going to decline and I'm going to suggest a Black speaker from my network to go in my place. I think this is a small step, but I think that it's something that we all have to actively be looking at what our role is and what are some individual decisions we can make to further this cause. And so it's a small step, but it's a tangible thing that I will be doing moving forward for any event that I'm asked to speak at. So I realize these are micro steps in a macro problem, but they are steps that I plan on taking and announcing, and I'll be sharing the new open source document later this week. I'm actually building that as we speak, so that's going to launch a bit later this week. And like I said, this for me, I want to take these steps. I also want to listen and learn and do whatever else I can to support these efforts. So I look forward to your feedback. If you have any ideas or suggestions, I'm all ears, and I'll continue to be all ears. But these are just some tangible steps that I'm going to be taking in the meantime, and I wanted to share that on this podcast with this audience. So more to come. And in the meantime, thanks for listening.